You're listening to SBS News.
After attacking Australia's lack of action on climate change, Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama arrived in Canberra to a warm ceremonial welcome at Parliament House. His first official visit saw both him and Scott Morrison attempting to smooth diplomatic ties after recent tensions at the Pacific Islands Forum.
To acknowledge the great friendship that Australia and Fiji has, but the great friendship that you and I have built up. It was a great pleasure to be Australia's first Prime Minister to go to Fiji on a bilateral visit, which I must admit at the time was a surprise to me that it had taken so long.
Amid the diplomatic gestures, Mr. Bainimarama acknowledged the issues between the two nations.
Prime Minister, I look forward to advancing the era of respect and openness that has and must continue to define the engagement between our governments. We've already had the chance to speak one-on-one and talk through some pressing issues ahead of this official bilateral meeting. Neither of us balk at speaking our minds or struggle with saying exactly what we mean.
The Fijian leader spoke his mind just last month when he labelled Scott Morrison's behaviour insulting and condescending after some Pacific leaders were left disappointed with Australia's commitment on climate change at the forum. Mr. Bainimarama's remarks today were more politely phrased.
Members of any family are entitled to their disagreements. No one expects that our differences can be resolved quickly or easily, but we must never falter in forging common ground, and common ground is what I intend to seek in our discussion on the issues that impact the lives of Fijian, Australians and all Pacific people.
Both Prime Ministers have signed off on the Vivale partnership, designed to strengthen the bond between the Pacific neighbours. The former coup leader also met with the federal opposition. The Shadow Climate Change Minister Mark Butler told SBS News Pacific leaders have sent a very clear message to Australia over the past few years.
They expect a good regional neighbour like Australia to take the issue seriously rather than seek to lobby for the dilution of communiques from the Pacific Islands Forum. That's a matter for Fiji, it's a matter for all of the other members of the Pacific Islands.
It comes as Labor's own climate policy comes under question, with the party reconsidering how ambitious its policy should be. Mr. Butler refused to recommit to a 45% emission reduction target by 2030.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Anthony Albanese and I and others have made it clear that all of our election policies are up for review, but what is not up for review is our strong commitment to taking climate action consistent with the principles of the Paris Agreement.
Meanwhile, the Greens are calling on Labor to help hold the government to account on climate change. Victorian MP Adam Bandt saying action is needed now.
There's two kinds of denial. There's denial that the science is real, which is what the Liberals do, and there's denial that you need to do what the science says, which is what Labor is on the verge of doing. If Labor says that we can have another 30 years of inaction, following on from the last 30 years of inaction, and push out the targets to 2050, that is a recipe for disaster. That is a recipe for climate collapse. So we've got a very clear message to Labor: hold the line and help us hold this government to account.
Mr. Bandt adding the Prime Minister needs to further rectify relations with the Pacific.
Well, if Scott Morrison wants the Fijian Prime Minister to say nicer things about him, then he should stop digging up and burning coal, because that is the one thing that the Pacific Islanders are asking us to do.
Whilst divisions on climate change remain domestically, the government hopes the relationship with Australia and Fiji is on the mend. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.